views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Angel Healing House Radio with myself, Claire Candy Hoff. And before we get to those callers, I'd like to remind everyone about the theme for this month of February, which this is the last show. We have been speaking all month about love and forgiveness, and if you have missed any of my previous shows, they are all archived on the Transformation Talk Radio host page of mine. All you need to do is step on there and look through the last month's archived programs. And if you're interested, you can go back to January or you can go back to last year. All of the programs have the subject heading that you might be interested in. Click on that, and then you can listen any time that you like. Today's program that my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, and I have decided to present is entitled Nurturing Our Love of Self. You know, everyone, I'd like to start today's program by saying happy anniversary to Angel Healing House, as it was in 2003 when I began this amazing and miraculous journey that has unfolded for me. And if you are interested in finding out more about my journey, like my angelic walk-in experience, which I had on January 11th of 2003, I am really excited to announce that the audiobook of my number one Amazon international best-selling novel, autobiography, and it's now available on audible.com of this book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Excuse me if it's turned around backwards. It is the incredible story of how the former soul who was in Claire Candy's body, this body, because of her harrowing, traumatic life, walked out, and I walked in to clean up her life, take over her responsibilities, and to be of service to humanity, creating heaven on earth for myself and countless others these past 15 years. So remember, the audiobook can now be purchased on audible.com. So over the past 15 years since my angelic walk-in experience, I went from hosting meditation nights and holding empowerment groups, workshops, teaching Reiki, doing Reiki healings and intuitive counseling, writing books, to creating my Angel Healing House radio program in 2012, and that was 7 years ago. The courage and the faith to create my radio program 7 years ago exposed me to an international market for others to find me, which I am sure that is the reason it led for both of my novels, One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, which is the prequel to I Am an Angelic Walk-In, and then I had a global base, and then both of the books went number one internationally. And you know, everyone, when I look back, I can clearly see that the most important aspect of why all of this occurred for me is my love of self. You know, for the first time in 2003, when I was 48, I allowed myself to make myself a priority, focus on my wishes, my heartfelt desires, and by doing this, I opened myself to receive the fulfillment of my desires. And here come the posse of angels. They're hearing some of your thoughts, and some of your thoughts are saying, well, and then saying, you bet it is. Because if by one's definition, being selfish is giving to oneself and making one's desires a priority, certainly not to the exclusion of giving to anyone else, then maybe one could see it as being selfish. But I prefer to see it as honoring my dreams and wishes, and then what occurs because of the laws of cause and effect. The universe must also honor me and make my desires a priority. You know, it is very interesting that many times the very people in our lives who tell us that we're being selfish by following our dream or fulfilling our desires, well, they often have hidden agendas for their comments. For instance, if a long-time stay-at-home mom longs to go back to a fulfilling, creating job that she is so passionate about, her family might rail against this, as it may mean that they have to make their own meals. They might have to do their own laundry, and they might have to take turns taking out the trash, all the jobs that she did because she was not working. Many times when others tell us that we are just being downright selfish, it's because by acknowledging and allowing ourselves to fulfill a desire of ours, this shines a light and illuminates an area for friends and family where they may not be allowing themselves to give to themselves. In some instances, they could be saying subconsciously, who are you to have the courage and the empowerment, the faith in yourself to step forward and follow your dream when I do not? And instead of family and friends being proud and happy for us that we are nurturing and we're nourishing our desires through our love of self, others may be downright jealous and envious and critical and judgmental on what we're doing. They may come up with a whole litany of things stating why following our dream is not a good idea and why it is doomed to failure. Well, the posse of angels is saying that people's reactions, like always, have nothing to do with us and all to do with their beliefs, their paradigms, and programming that they are choosing to perpetuate. You know, by practicing love of self, we demonstrate to God and the angels that we are fostering our dreams and our desires by focusing on them and taking inspired action, passionate action, to make them a reality. And by doing so, then the posse of angels is saying that we show love compassion, kindness, and we nurture and we nourish who we are. And by doing so, we create an energetic reality that then supports us with connections and opportunities that demonstrate kindness and compassion to us and the nourishment of our heartfelt dreams. Our intuition and higher self always knows what is best for us, and it connects through our heart by speaking to our inner voice or by sending us signs as how to advance to our desires and to nurture our dreams. Yet the Posse of Angels is saying, although the angels' primary mission is to send humans signs and messages to fulfill their desires, the majority of people keep pushing life and controlling life and are oblivious to the angels' signs, and people keep doing that which makes them unhappy instead of going in the direction that their heart is showing them to go. In this way, they fail to practice love of self over and over and over again. They compromise their love of self, and what shows up in their reality because of the laws of attraction is a compromise of love and honor and respect and all those things in their life. You know, everyone, one of the most amazing examples of this very topic of nurturing and nourishing ourselves through love of self came from a session I had with a client. And it demonstrated a very clear example of the importance of following one's inner voice, loving oneself enough to follow one's intuition. Howard, now this is not his real name, Howard was a nurse. And although he had a beautiful heart, and he was a compassionate nurse, he desperately wanted to get out of nursing. He said that with the heads of the nursing department telling the nurses that they could not spend a lot of time with the patients because it took away from their important administrative paperwork, that was the very reason that he got into nursing, which was patient care, empathy, and compassion that was actually frowned upon. Yet he had no idea what else he wanted to do. When I asked him what he enjoyed doing in his leisure time, he enthusiastically told me that he couldn't wait for his days off because he loved gardening and tending to his fountains and his fish pond. Although he loved doing this, he added with a sigh that there was always a deep longing inside of him. When I asked him what this deep longing was, he said, "I long to go to the mountains and meditate." He said that he had this inner voice urging him, telling him to go to the mountains and just meditate. He said that he kept hearing this over and over again, and every time he heard it, he got shivers and confirmation, goosebumps. But he shut it off by rationalizing that he would not be able to make any money or make a living by just going to the mountain and meditating. Now, by the way, this is one of the most, this is one of the many, the major factors for people to not follow their intuitions because they want to rationally and logically figure out the bottom line financially, or the reasons why they should proceed. Howard also felt that he would be letting others down if he quit his job as a nurse. He told me that he came from a long line of doctors and nurses in his family, and that it was the expected profession for each one of the children to go into. You know, I told Howard that it is not our role in life to know all the answers. And if we did know all the answers, what would be the point of being here in an incarnated human body on Earth? To truly get in touch with what makes us happy, it is tantamount to listen to what our heart is telling us to do. You know, I explained that he might need to go to the mountain and meditate for several unknown reasons, which would only reveal themselves once he went there. Perhaps he might meet a romantic partner there. Maybe through daily meditation and silence, he may gain greater clarity and direction in his life. Or he may connect with another person who would present him with important information that he needed. It may be some of the above, and it may not be any of them. We truly do not need to know specifics. All we need to do is to have faith in our intuitive abilities, for that is why they were placed in our hearts and provided for us to give us direction. And when we follow our heart's desires, when we love ourselves enough to follow our heart's desires, to listen to our inner voice, we're always on the path towards our highest potential. You know, by following the very clear intuitive voice inside, we let go of control. We let go of expectations and attachments as to how life should work out. We let go of worry, and we do allow for synchronistic, miraculous, and the magic of life to unfold before us. You know, everyone, after our session together, Howard told me that Howard took a two-week holiday, and he decided to book a meditation retreat in the mountains. He felt so much more alive and refreshed just being in the beautiful energies of this mountain retreat. The workshops he attended, it was on number three that he met Stan. Stan, like Howard, had become fed up with his job in sales and was seeking clarity as to what path to take. As fate would have it, both Howard and Stan had an absolute passion and love for gardening. By the end of the 2 weeks, both men had met several times and excitedly written detailed notes on their new landscaping and water fountain business that they would create together. In Howard's case, he didn't have to see the whole staircase before taking the first step. All he needed to do was listen and follow his inner voice, go to the mountain and meditate. You know, I've mentioned many times on my radio program that we humans are all children of God. And as such, we come into this physical incarnation as pure intention. We can have whatever we desire. But the Posse of Angels is reminding us that it was carefully conveyed to us in our contract of our life that we wrote before we incarnated, that the how and the when of our intentions manifesting is simply not our providence, and it is not within our control. In this way, God and the angels can create the most miraculous, limitless outcomes that are for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. Now, before I awakened, when I had my angelic walking experience, and before I remembered this, I recall how much the former soul tried to control and push life for things to happen, and how life was just downright difficult and hard. By practicing love of self for these past 15 glorious years, I have seen a direct correlation between my supporting, recognizing, and being proud of who I am and my accomplishments, and how the universe and others have also supported and recognized my accomplishments as well. Love of self is one of those things that can be understood logically, analytically, yet this does not mean it will be taken to heart and practiced. You know, over the past 15 years through my Angel Healing House healing practice, I have seen countless Reiki masters, counselors, life coaches coming to me for healing sessions. They were carrying both emotional and physical illnesses, as they were very good in talking the talk and teaching others how to do love of self, but they certainly weren't walking the walk and they certainly were not practicing their own words in their own lives. You know, I experienced this very thing when a well-respected counselor and relationship expert began to have sessions with me. Let's call her Lena. Lena complained that her marital relationships were almost non-existent, that her husband had completely lost all interest in her. When asked how long she had been experiencing this, she said for almost 2 years. She said that he didn't communicate with her and that there was no closeness and no intimacy in their marriage. I tuned in, and then the posse of angels and I started asking her some questions. I asked how she acknowledged her husband's arrival home from work. She said she was often upstairs in her office and didn't bother coming down and engaging in conversation with him. When I asked her what things they talked about while having dinner, she laughed and she replied that they never talked during dinner. She read a magazine, or she talked on the phone with her sister, or they just watched TV. When I asked what happens after dinner, she replied that every night she brought him his coffee into the lounge room, and then she would take her tea and go sit in the armchair at the opposite side of the room. And when I asked her if they ever did anything together, she replied that her husband loved fishing and camping and had asked her repeatedly to go with him, but she always refused and preferred to go shopping with a friend. But she did later confess to me that when they were first married, she loved going camping with him and sleeping out under the stars. Slowly, it started to become very clear that although she was very good at counseling others about how to nurture love of self and intimacy in relationships, she herself had systematically shut herself off and disconnected from her husband. I pointed out to her that the end result was a disinterested, disconnected husband. I explained that our reality is a mere reflection of our own choices and our behaviors. And these are made out of a direct result by the way that we are feeling inside. Carefully retracing what happened in the last 2 years, Lena explained that as a result of a terrible accident within her home, she damaged her back. Since that day, she stopped exercising and that she had gained a great deal of weight. Depressed by the weight gain, she stopped putting any effort into her appearance. In this saddened state, she lost all interest and had stopped pursuing her creative hobbies, which had previously given her so much joy. In her distraught state, she completely disconnected from who she was, and she basically stopped loving and respecting herself. I saw that the lack of intimacy or love with her husband was just a lack of intimacy or love for herself. When asked to be completely honest, she did say that her husband had been extremely helpful, supportive, and loving after her accident. But she finally saw that it had been her own actions and the perpetuation of this self-loathing that had created this massive divide between her and her husband. By concentrating on loving herself again, on love of self, she slowly honored her health. She began to lose weight. And at the same time, she renewed her passion in her hobbies, and she started to feel much better emotionally. Now, as a result of the changes and the regained intimacy with herself, she was a much happier and more engaging person. And then, very shortly after that, she had a much happier, more engaging, and intimate husband. So as we go into March in this change of season, as we're going into spring, although many are not feeling this in Arctic temperatures around the globe, there is an energy of change coming in. Do look for ways that you can practice love of self in your life. And certainly the Posse of Angels are saying the number one area in which it will absolutely change our reality is if we have not been following our intuition, by following our intuition and allowing and asking for God and the angels to send us those signs and those messages so we can step forward easily in grace, knowing that those messages are through our hearts, are given to us for the greatest good of ourselves and the greatest good of all concerned. Love of self can be practiced not only in following our intuition, but in honoring and respecting who we are, honoring our choices, honoring our decisions. Yes, it doesn't mean that we won't listen to anyone ever again, but it does mean that at the end of the day, we, and only we, can really know what's best for us. And it's been seeded in our soul. And the more we co-create this human dance with God and the angels, the more we will experience that heaven on earth. And we will be so excited and enthusiastic and passionate in every moment. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, which, by the way, airs every week at 9 a.m. on Tuesdays, Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. When we return, we will take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819, and we would like to love to bring forth some of those messages for you. See you soon.
Take your own journey with the angels with Claire Candy Hoff's heaven-sent guided angel meditation CD, letting go of concerns and living in the now. This beautiful CD walks listeners through practical exercises to help free them from the burdens, worries, and concerns of daily life.
Walking a quarter of the way across the bridge, you see a bright, emerald green light and sense a loving presence. This is Archangel Raphael's green healing energies, nourishing and revitalizing you. Take a moment now to bathe in this green healing light.
Giving you much more than just relaxation and stress release, this wonderfully narrated CD provides vivid visualization, soothing and inspiring music, and an angel's choir that will bring you peace, clarity, and a newfound awareness. Visit angelhealinghouse.com today. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff. Angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And we are speaking about love of self today, love of self and how we can nurture it. If you have just joined us at the halfway point, we were speaking about ways that we can nurture our love of self, and certainly by following our intuition, by honoring and respecting our choices and decisions, and not compromising and settling for less than our heart longs for. These are all wonderful ways to nurture our love of self. Before we get to those callers, I have chosen a card for today. I shuffled before and from my Druid animal deck, and who should have hopped out but Rabbit? Look at them. Look at this. And actually, in this deck, it's called Hare. Rabbit's movements are lightning quick, and they're sudden. You know, they can spin on a dime. They're so quick. First they're here, then they're gone. And the Posse of Angels is saying that this is a brilliant card, and that's why it was chosen. And it's a time for many of us to experience, as we go into March, things suddenly manifesting for us, seemingly out of the blue, in fulfillment of the answers to our prayers and our intentions, on showing us the path on how to step forward. Rabbit is certainly the symbol of fertility and abundance and rebirth and regeneration. This message of rebirth will help us to negotiate times of change that are coming in for us. You know, many of us are going to have sudden changes presented to us in work, in business, in the places that we live, in the very way that we view ourselves, and that we can change on a dime because we are always where we're meant to be. And we have all the wherewithal that we need if we're presented with something and it speaks to our hearts. And that's why it's so important to follow love of self and follow our intuition. Rabbit is reminding us to draw on our intuition because that's what saves his little furry keister from being eaten by the fox and the wolf and all other kinds of things, because he moves on his intuition. And he's reminding us to guide us through the times of change that will be accompanying this change of season coming up in March as we march into the spring. So hop, 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 hop. There he goes. Thank you, Rabbit. Thank you, Hare, for coming in. Let's go to our first caller. We have Beth. Beth in California. You're on the line with myself, Claire Candy Hoff, our friend the Rabbit, on Angel Healing House Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm really well. So what's happening in your reality, in your world?
Well, I'm confused and I need some assistance.
Okay, you've come to the right place.
My left hip has been bothering me the most since January, and I keep getting it adjusted, and then I just looked up and it says that your left hip is about happiness in the now, moving forward in this now, and I really thought I was happy. So I'm just curious if there's something I'm missing.
Okay. You know, we can have all the trappings of a human existence materially, you know, and we can still feel that there is something missing. When you said your left hip, I know hips are also about being flexible. And just because they're saying, just because something has been so, does not mean that that it always has to be that way. Now, our left side is also our feminine side. It's also our spiritual side. Now, some people can have all the spiritual books and listen to podcasts and go to workshops, and they can even be, like I experienced throughout my 15 years, I had an inordinate amount of healing practitioners and Reiki masters and life coaches and counselors and all of those people working in the healing industry, and they did not allow all of their words to for them to experience the peace and the knowing, and walk the walk. So the Posse of Angels, the two words that are coming up are being flexible and allowing yourself to be soft and receiving. Especially not the receiving, but the word soft. They said that in this month of March, and they're saying especially for Beth, now, this is the, and that's why they gave us this topic, this love of self, to nurture and nurture ourselves is something that they're saying anyone can do anywhere. And they're saying for you to go down to the beach, to go and sit on the crystals, on the quartz sand, not to listen to anything. You know, a lot of people go to the beach and they just listen to their headphones and they're not even concentrating. They're not watching the flight of the seagull. They're not watching the ripples in the water. They're not feeling themselves as part of a great divine plan. The water doesn't ask. The water doesn't say, oh, it's 11 o'clock. I have to listen to this next spiritual podcast. And, you know, I had to gain knowledge here and there. We each have this inside of us. And the posse of angels are asking for you to allow yourself to be soft. Allow yourself to meld with nature. I don't know. They're actually showing me for you to go to, they're saying a very green spot. They're showing me, it looks like a rainforest. It looks like a rainforest.
Oh my God.
And to spend, oh, yeah. They're saying, Beth, to spend the day there. Oh, I'm crying. Oh my gosh. They're saying, come home, Beth. Come home. Stop listening to technology. Stop following timetables. Come home to the rainforest and come home to yourself. The fairies are calling you. The fairies in this rainforest, and they want you to play, and they want you to splash. They're showing me some stepping waterfalls. Where are stepping waterfalls? They're showing me like tumbling or stepping waterfalls in this rainforest, in this green spot. They say this will help you enormously to be soft and to come home to who you are. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Oh my gosh, I see you in this green rainforest, and it's like you're finding yourself again. If you never listen to anything ever again, you already have and have had all the wisdom that you'll ever need. There's an expectation and there's attachment there. And by letting that go and by coming home to yourself in this rainforest, that will do more than any kind of timetable or technology than it could ever possibly give you. Oh my gosh. First card is the death card. I always forget that I'm on Facebook Live. Here's my lovely, and I'm using the Victorian Fairy Tarot deck. All right, I'm holding this up. I don't know if you can see it. There's the lovely fairies. And they have a little dead bird in front of themselves. And they're all very grieved. It's the death card. The death card means that it's a time of an ending. You can put that to rest now. Don't have to keep doing it. But it's a new beginning of you coming home to who you are. And this beingness, that's the word they're using, this beingness. The next card for you is the Hermit card. And the Hermit card is a time, I love this. These are two major arcana cards. And when the major arcana cards come out, these are things that you should take really notice of, life-changing things. The Hermit is a time of going within. It's really going within to bolster your light, and so that then you can wisely then take it out. But you must go within first, and then the next card for you, three major arcana cards. My gosh, is it important to you for you to go to the the forest, is the Hierophant. And for you to become the spiritual teacher and to come home to yourself, and then and to be able to help yourself first, because that's the love of self, and then to be able to help others. Wow, three of those major arcana cards, and they're all pointing towards this change. And it's not something that you have to change. It's something that you have to, they're saying, something that you have to allow. So I hope that's been helpful for you. I get so excited when I see that green rainforest. Do you know what they're alluding to?
Yeah, it's so interesting because before I came on this trip, my desire was to go to the Eel Valley, which is a very spiritual place on Maui, and I totally forgot since I've been here. And then when you started saying green, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm supposed to be going there. What have I done? I totally forgot that I was planning on going there.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to get over there this week and see if it calls me back even more than this week. But I'm definitely going to put it in my plans to get over there.
Yeah, they're saying that in the time that you're there, it would really bode well. It would really be a benefit for you to go at least a few times. I don't know how far away it is, but they're saying multiple times, which could be two,
yeah, okay,
you know, several times for you to go back,
yeah,
there again and to build on the energies,
okay,
of the first time. So I hope that's been helpful.
Very helpful, and always. So they're telling me I shouldn't be watching these shows anymore.
They're saying that there's nothing wrong with it, but they're saying that if you took all that time to go out and find and allow yourself to be in the magic of life, and allow yourself to practice that love of self and follow that intuition, you know, so many things are going to, I'm just getting shivers, be presented to you. And I can see the little girl just dancing, absolutely dancing. So have fun with it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Candy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sending you so much love. Take care. Have a glorious day.
Love to you too, Angel.
Okay,
you too,
bye-bye.
Angel, thank you.
Bye. Oh my gosh, that was wonderful. When they showed me that that vision of that green, it's like a rainforest and tumbling water, you know, how often do we just allow ourselves to be and to know that we don't have to produce, we certainly don't have to create, and all we need to do is just allow ourselves to be led and to love ourselves enough to be. Let's go to our next caller. We have the lovely Stephanie. Stephanie is in New York. Stephanie, how are you today?
Oh, I'm okay, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. What's happening with
Sorry.
You?
Well, I've been struggling with issues in my relationship for a long time, I guess. Like, I often have bad dreams about my partner and, like, stressful dreams and just, you know, just stuff. And then, you know, something came up yesterday. We had this huge fight because his parents did something that they said they weren't going to do, and I asked them why they did it. And they flipped out and threatened him that they won't talk to him again if I say anything like that. And then he threatened to break up with me. It's like it was a lot of drama. And he's blaming me, but I feel like okay about what I did. But I was also surprised. I was sending them waves of the green and pink light. And their response was just so extreme and so strange to me. And I was hoping that maybe the Angel Posse had some kind of clarity about what's going on or what I should do, because I feel like just very stuck or like in a standstill kind of about it.
Okay. When
Yeah.
Uh-huh. When we experience this contrast and drama in our lives, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity that we draw to ourselves to experience tolerance and to have tolerance, patience, acceptance, and forgiveness. What and how his parents reacted has nothing to do with you. Truly.
Well, I feel like that, but he's blaming me. So now
If he's blaming you, then there is something inside of him that wants to attach something to this. And just because you send somebody green healing light and pink healing light doesn't mean that they'll be, you know, sort of hallelujah and the clouds will part, and you know, they have to be accepting of the energies. Okay. All right. You know, you can't control anyone else. If they want to hold on to whatever they choose to hang on to, that's their prerogative, and bless them. Bless them for the decisions and choices that they make. The more reactive, what I have found out, the more triggered and the more reactive we are, then we will experience that in our relationships. So...
Well, the funny thing is, I feel calm about what I did, and I'm not really concerned about their being upset. I mean, I was surprised, but I'm not like, oh my God, I did something wrong, or, you know, or being really triggered by it. But I'm more concerned about his response, to me. And, And I'm not really sure how to navigate my relationship with him kind of in response to that, if that makes sense.
Okay. Well, there are several things that you can do. And while I'm listening to you, I'm shuffling. And three times the devil card jumped out. Three times. You know, I wasn't even choosing cards. And this market fairy deck. And there's the goblin. Three times the devil card has to do with ego. That's the word that they're using. That there is some attachment that you have and an expectation as to how you need to be treated. Okay, there's a part of that ego there that you're attached to. So there are several things that you can do. You can have a sit down talk and say, this happened, and I said this. I still feel justified in saying this, and I respect and I honor, unless you came from a place of hurt, unless you came from a place of judgment. Now, is that the case, Stephanie?
Well, they did something that they said that they weren't going to do. So I was hurt and frustrated, but I did try to just ask in a very neutral way and to just try to be open. But yeah.
Okay. All right. So
he was also very upset about what they did and also very surprised.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it was both of us. Yeah.
So it really does sound like he's lashing out on you for the hurt that he experienced. That's what it feels like, the hurt that he experienced from his parents. He's lashing out at you. So all you can do is be as sensitive and kind, because they're his parents, and allow this situation to show you how to just be more tolerant and more forgiving. You can actually do the Ho'oponopono prayer, which is, you don't have to say it to anybody's face, but you say, I'm sorry, I love you, please forgive me. Please forgive me, not I forgive you. And then you see again that person in a different light. Let me just go to the cards and see what the next two cards are. Drop all ego around this, because that first card, the devil card, just kept popping out. The seven.
Well, is that
of,
about me, or is it somebody else's ego?
No, this is you. This is you, because you're the Quirin. Oh, this is you. This is your ego is attached to an outcome or the way that people have to act. The next one, we've got about 3 minutes left in the program, so I'll get to them quickly. The next card is the Seven of Pentacles. Seven of Pentacles in this deck is, there's a beautiful card, is in the past, you've sown the seeds of different feelings, and now you're a different person. So you've established this relationship with his parents, but now you're healing a great deal because of this. And anytime we get contrast, it's a wonderful, an absolutely wonderful time to heal. You got two sevens. The next card is the Seven of Wands. This is rising above the situation and still holding your light. Seven is the card of doing the work of the divine and finding the divine inside of you to be as kind and as compassionate and sympathetic. So even if you can't figure this out, it's a wonderful time for you to practice forgiveness and tolerance and patience and acceptance and all of that. And just send beautiful energies to everyone concerned. That's about the end of the show. I've got to go, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your call.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. A reminder, everyone, that my number one Amazon international best-selling book, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, is now available on audible.com, the audiobook of it. So please go to audible.com and you can listen to my amazing journey of how I walked into the former soul of Claire Candy's body. I walked into the body of Claire, the former soul, Claire Candy, and the amazing adventure since 2003, January 11th, when that happened. So everyone, remember that Angel Healing House airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on the lovely Transformation Talk Radio. If you are interested in any of the books, the CDs, all of my services, please do go to the Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com. You can always call Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. And until next week, do go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and certainly angel blessings. And I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Thank you.